It doesn't seem long since we were here at Latham Park for that huge Europa League tie against Copenhagen last month. And that's less than a it's been less than a month since then, and we're back to Welsh Premier League action on Saturday, and we're back here now on Robins Radio. And welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Durian. I'm here with the Robins boss, Chris Hughes, this evening. We're going to be discussing a little bit about that European adventure and about the Welsh Premier League curtain raiser at Connah's Quay this weekend. So, Chris, obviously Saturday's opener will mark nearly a month till the day, till, since you faced Copenhagen here at Latham Park. It's been a whirlwind summer, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been very, very good. It's been an enjoyable experience. I think, you know, to get through and against Valletta and then go into Copenhagen, and you know, the players have been fantastic. You know, the staff have been fantastic. You know, the support we've had over the last month has been brilliant from people who come to the home games and people coming out. So, you know, everything about the whole last 6 weeks, 8 weeks has been brilliant. I think we started back on June the 6th. I think we played so nearly 12 games now, four in Europe and then the games in and around that preparing for it. So, you know, we're really looking forward to Saturday and to the start of the Welsh Premier League season.
Obviously, you went into them the European games. No one expected you to beat Aberystwyth and Port Talbot and get there through the playoffs. No one expected you to progress. You did. Is that what your team sort of thrives on, Chris? People writing you off?
Yeah, I think it's something that we know we expect now. You know, we feel that we're probably a little bit better than maybe underdogs tags, but I'm sure we'll get written off again this season, and that's okay with us. You know, it's an issue we face every game. You know, going into those games, the playoff semi-final and the final, we're on the back of the Welsh Cup final that we'd lost. So, you know, not only was it being written off, but to bounce back from losing a major cup final and going and qualifying for Europe is credit to the players and shows and testament to what we've got in our dressing room. And they're a good bunch, great bunch to manage. And you know, I think I've said it before, you know, the average age of the teams that started against Aberystwyth in Europe was 24. So they can only get better. But they've got to get better this year because some people may write them off, but you know, I think some people will be looking at them and seeing how well they react as well to playing after Europe. And we're confident that we're going to do well this season.
And I'm sure, you know, this time round, I think it was this time last year, people were again tipping you for relegation. I'm sure no one's going to be doing that this time round after the European experience that we've just had. So does expectation increase, or are your expectations the same, get that place in Europe again?
No, I think for us the pressure comes from the pressure we put on ourselves. You know, we as staff we demand the best from the players. The players demand the best from each other, and they want to do well for themselves. So I think, you know, for us it's about making sure that, you know, we hit the standards that we've hit in the last 6 weeks. You know, against the two games against Valletta, and you know, even though we lost, we played against a top class side in Copenhagen. So, you know, drawing from those experiences, because we're going to need that throughout the season, because it's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a tough season. It's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. So we need to make sure that we draw from those experiences when the times are not so good for us in the season.
And obviously then, the victory in Valletta and even losing 5-1 in aggregate to Copenhagen is no mean feat for a side like Newtown. Going into it, did you expect to do so well? Or were you surprised by your side's achievements?
No, I'm never surprised by the players in our dressing room. They've got tremendous character. You know, they've got belief in themselves, belief in what we do, how we prepare. You know, we prepared ever so well. You know, the staff can take massive amounts of credit. Callum, Wayne, Sophie, Tyler, Dave and Andy Roberts. They can take massive amounts of credit and pride in how they got the players up to speed. I think we had 20 days off. We come back in. You know, playing against the Maltese side, Valletta. You know, we'd watched them. We'd done our homework on them. We knew how they were going to play. So there was no surprises. The players were aware of it. I think that was important. And that probably played a big factor in our win, really, that making sure that, you know, we showed the players about Valletta. And actually, you know, they were beatable. And I think you saw on the, especially the home game, about, you know, we were fantastic, I thought, all throughout the game, and we should have, could have scored more than the two that we actually did on the evening. And, you know, I always felt going over to Valletta that we'd have chances out there. I always felt we'd score. I think I said it after the game that we would score out there, and I think we scored after 6 or 7 minutes, and then kicked on and won the game, which is, you know, to win two games is fantastic. And that led into the Copenhagen game, which is, you know, a fantastic experience and one that, you know, we'll never forget, but one that we want to do again as well.
Is there any standout moment for you in the four games?
I think there's some fantastic memories from all four games, really. I think the home games, the crowd that we had here was brilliant. Great to see Latham Park full. You know, and that's something we want to repeat now on a regular basis. We had the Welsh Cup game, and then so the last three home games we've had here, the competitive games, have been nearly full houses, which is brilliant. And we want to get those people to come back out now, and hopefully the next home game against Haverford West and the away game on Saturday, we can get people to come out and watch us. I think the four games, obviously winning the tie out and the letter is a fantastic achievement, and you know, for a club our size to do that is remarkable.
And just moving away from that now, obviously we're only a few days away from the start of the Welsh Premier League season, and seem to have managed the squad well over the summer and kept the guys in good shape, and they're raring to go. Do you feel the side is up to speed and all prepared now for Connors Quay on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we've been prepared for 3 or 4 weeks now. It was just tailoring the players. Obviously, some players had a lot of minutes in Europe, some players hadn't. So it was making sure that we tailored that to best fit the individual, really, and you know, making sure that you know we periodised everything right, and depending on the needs of the players. I think we've had four games since the Copenhagen game, so it was making sure that you know the lads who needed the minutes got the minutes to bring everyone up to speed, to make sure that you know, for me, I've got a full squad going into Saturday and a full squad to pick from.
Obviously, so far, Jack Hughes, the left-back's the only one who's come into the squad. And you've said, and Callum said it numerous times, the player's got to be the right fit for the club, and all the signings that you've made since you've come here have been the right fit for the club. So can fans expect some new faces coming into the squad before the end of the window? Or are you happy with the squad that's done you know, so well for you in Europe so far?
Yeah, a bit of a first for Robins Radio. We can exclusively reveal that we've signed Mark Griffiths tonight. So Mark... from Caiasus, played for Caiasus the last couple of years, ex-Newtown, forward player with a good eye for goal, and he'll fit in really well. He's a local player, which is important, and you know, I know that's a thing that we pride ourselves on at this club. There's another local player that's coming into another really strong squad, and Mark's got a lot of assets, and we're looking forward to working him. He hasn't had a pre-season. He's been struggling with a back injury, so he signed, but he might not be available for selection until for the next month or so. But you know, we're excited and delighted that Mark signed for us.
And obviously brings more goals to the team.
Yeah, and you know, and that's something you can never have enough of as a manager. You know, we've got great options already, and you know, adding Mark in already brings more options to what we've got. And you know, he's someone that we think can really do well for us and affect games. He's lively, he's got good pace, he's direct. You know, all the things you need to be a good Welsh Premier League player.
That's a great exclusive, Chris. There's two signings in the bag. Can the fans expect any more activity, or are you?
Well, I think at the moment now, you know, in terms of what we brought in, you know, it takes us to, I think it takes us to 19 players, which is a good squad. Obviously, we lost Gareth Partridge and Max Penk a couple of weeks ago, and we wish them all the best up at Kevin Druids. I don't expect any more outs, hopefully, anyway. And then, you know, maybe we'll see now we can win in a situation where we'd have to. But we're not desperate looking for players. If someone drops into our lap, you know, we'll see if they first off going to be better than what we've got. But it's important as well that they fit into the squad in terms of the character and the personality of the player as well. And, you know, that's one thing we pride ourselves on here. We've got a good group, a strong team ethic, good work ethic, and you know, the new players who come into the squad have to get up to that and buy into that very, very quickly.
And obviously, in the window so far, with the other 11 teams in the Welsh Premier League, there's been a lot of business and a lot of clubs going. Players going in and out of clubs. Is there any standout signing for you in the other teams so far?
I think probably the most surprising one would be the Les Davis transfer to Connors Quay. I think that probably raised a few eyebrows. You know, obviously Les has been a Bangor for a long time now. You know, I know he's a local, lives in Bangor. So you know, for him to leave Bangor to Connors Quay was probably a surprise. But then, you know, nothing probably surprises you in football anyway. So you know that, yeah, you look at it, you know, a lot of the teams have strengthened a lot, some teams more than others, some teams needed to. I think Airbus have brought a couple in, TNS and haven't sort of brought anyone in yet, and we brought a couple in, some teams have brought five or six in. You know, every team's probably different in what they need to, what they feel they need to compete in Welsh Premier League.
Do you feel the transfers have strengthened the league? Do you feel it'll be a tougher league this season than it was last time, a stronger league?
Yeah, I think every year it gets stronger, doesn't it? I think, you know, if you look at, you know, I think we were 32 points last year and scraped into sixth in the last 10 seconds, virtually, with the last kick of the game, Tom Goodwin up at Connors Quay. In a normal years, 32 points would have got you in quite easily. So that shows you the standard of the league, that 32 points is normally the benchmark for probably fifth in the last couple of years. We got 32 points the season before and were fifth and comfortable in the top six with two or three games to spare. This year we were 32 points and relying on someone else to lose their last game to get in. So, you know, that shows the standard league, and I expect it to be very similar this year. I think, you know, you'd maybe look, there's maybe three or four teams who are probably going to finish in the top six. There's probably maybe two or three places up for grabs within that top six as well, which everyone is going to be fighting for.
You're talking about that top six, you know, a few people have been writing in on various blogs and stuff, and they've touted Newtown as potential challenges in that second, third, fourth position. Do you feel your players can kick on and possibly break into that top four?
I think with the top four, it's very difficult because the resources that the teams have got there. If you look at the TNS resources at TNS, you know, they're going to win the league again this year. I think it will be a major shock if they didn't. I think everyone expect them to. You know, you think Airbus and Bala would fill those positions behind it, and Connors Quay with the money they've spent and how and who they've recruited. So I think for us as a team, you know, we look at that fifth position as something that, you know, is achievable for us. You know, within our resources and our budget. You know, that's something that we feel here that, you know, we're going to be fighting for. And obviously, if the chance comes to get into that top four, obviously that's what we want to do as a club, and we want to move on. It's important we do that. We don't want to stand still. You know, we finished sixth last season, fifth the season before, so any improvement on that would be fantastic. But to get in the top six again for the third year on the bounce would be incredible as well.
And just moving away from that, onto Saturday's game. Obviously, you travel to the Deeside Stadium for the Welsh Premier League opener. Obviously, we said Alan Bickerstaff, the manager at Connors Quay, he's brought in a host of new faces, the most notable being Les Davis from Bangor. On Saturday's game, Chris, do you feel the pressure will be all on them after their summer activity?
Yeah, well, I think that's only natural, isn't it? I think people are obviously talking about them as being potential, maybe even title challenges to TNS this year. You know, I know Alan well. I know that, you know, he'll be under no illusions of how tough the league is. He's been involved in the league for a long time. You know, he'll know that he's, you know, they've brought in a lot of players. He knows that they're going to have to gel quite quickly. But the same as, you know, any other side. You know, I think for us, we want to get off to a good start. You know, we've obviously got the advantage that we played competitive games already, and we're 12 games into our pre-season. Probably there a little bit. I don't think they played as many games as us, but I went to watch them Sunday. You know, I think we'll do our research on them and work hard this week and prepare for them. We know how they're going to play. We know how they're going to set up. But we've got to deal with that, and then we've got to make sure that, you know, when we have the ball, we impose our strengths on them.
And obviously, every manager looks to get off to an important start. But for Newtown this season, is that very key? Because you've had little time off this summer. Is there going to be a point in the season where it's going to be a tough going and the players are going to get quite tired? Is it important to get wins under your belt early on, Saturday?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And you know, I say it all the time, it's a 22-game season in effect. It's a difficult, you know, to rush early on to get the points. You know, you don't want to be left behind, so you've got to go to a good start. I think last year we our first three games we won one and lost two, and then we went unbeaten for six games, which elevated us then from maybe near the bottom to the top three or four, and we sort of stayed in around that area all through the season, all through the before the split. So I think it's important that we do that. You know, we get ourselves off to a strong start, but you know, we've got tough games early on. Obviously, we're playing everyone before January. You've got to play everyone twice, so it's going to be very difficult. But you know, we're confident. We prepared well, so you know, there's no reason why we can't go and do what we've done last year and get yourselves into the top six. And then if you get yourselves into the top six, you know, you're guaranteed that playoff spot. And then as we showed last year, you know, you get a bit of momentum and anything can happen.
Superb. Well, thanks for joining us this evening, Chris, and good luck to you and the lads on Saturday. We'll be back on Robins Radio in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll be looking at the opening two games of the season against Connors Quay and that home fixture next week against Haverford West, and we'll be taking a look at what's been going on in the transfer market between now and then. So for now, thanks for listening to the show, and enjoy the opening weekend of the season.